This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continue to keep tabs on what's going on. Welcome to your customized Monday, the 4th of March, first full week of the third month of the year 2019, at least as far as the calendar that we keep is. It's actually the year 200 billion, 300 jillion, 400,000 million jillion. Yeah, you know, we've been around a long time. The planet's been here. And so, as we begin the day with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, it's welcome to Wimpville. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the news media has managed to scare the hell out of pretty much everybody across the country with a big winter storm. It's winter, and it snows. And it's winter in California, and it rains. And it's winter, and it's cold. You know, it's one of those things that just kind of happens year in and year out. But yet to believe the news media, at least here in the Northeast, you'd think the world was about to come to an end. We have four inches of snow here. And the prediction was we were going to have maybe six, maybe. And is it cold? It's 30 degrees. The snow is heavy because it's wet. Tree limbs are coming down. I spent the entire weekend cleaning up on the farm from trees that have come down because of the wind. But you know what? Trees die. We found in the trees that we took apart, took down, they were loaded with all kinds of things that happen when trees get old. Kind of like what happens when people get old. They fall apart and they die. So
happy Monday.
Welcome to Wimp Out. You know, it's not a wipe out, it's a wimp out. All right, so there I've given you my philosophy in a nutshell to start this hour of the DJB program. Now, Jennifer, it's up to you to either turn. I don't think that was negative. I just think it was kind of.
I'm going to tell you, it wasn't the best open for my trendy story. Maybe we should talk about these things first because where it does feel like the end of the world is in Alabama and in the South. There's been a weather-related swath of deaths in that area. 23 are dead in Alabama this morning after this tornado outbreak hit the South on Sunday. They left damage in several states. 23 people killed as multiple tornadoes hit Lee County, Alabama. Reports of danger, though, stretched across both states in to the South. So that's big news. Alabama, South Carolina, both feeling this pretty hard. 42,000 homes and businesses lost electricity in Georgia, in Alabama. And officials are confirming the death toll at 23. They will assume that that number could go up as they start to clean up today. There was debris strewn across southern Alabama and Georgia, if you believe the reporting. The Florida Panhandle also, and parts of South Carolina. The Lee County Sheriff's Office told local media outlets that no fewer than 23 people were killed when two tornadoes hit the county on Sunday. The sheriff later said some of the victims were children, according to the National Weather Service. They said that this was the first twister was at least EF3 in strength and was a half a mile wide or more. That was the deadliest day for tornadoes in the United States since May of 2013. That's Sunday. So there's still being people that are getting treatment for injuries and being pulled out of the rubble. So a really sad state of affairs in the South where these tornadoes really buzz through and hurt
a lot
of people.
Wide? That one tornado, is that a record? Normally they're so narrow, but a half a mile wide, that's huge.
Okay, so I'm not suggesting, nor did I with my open, that we weren't going to have, nor is it time of year when there won't be tragedy, because there is. The weather creates tragedy. Mother Nature, as some people look at it, raises havoc, creates whatever, however, whoever. But and it's not about it's not. I'm not diminishing this stuff. I just think that if you look, you just said, Jennifer, that it was the worst tornado in 5 years.
Since 2013, right?
Okay, so you know what happened in 2013, and that was the worst tornado in 4 years or something. My point is that we are talking about what's going on, and yes, that's accurate, and it's good, and it's important to, I guess, know that sort of thing. And I'm not taking away from the people who have lost their lives by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm referring to is how people, it's like jumping off a cliff to get, away from a couple of bobcats or something. We've had a lot of bobcats. It's very interesting how, and this is a Mother Nature sort of thing, how things are changing with regard to the sort of difficult animals in our region. We've never had bobcats. We don't have bobcats around here. Bobcats are...
What does a bobcat look like?
Bobcat,
I don't think I'd even know what...
Bobcat weighs about 80 to 100.
It looks like a big cat.
I saw a dead one over the weekend in the back of a truck because they were on my farm trying to get into the goats. And because the snow allowed the tracker to find where they were eliminated. But the fact that they haven't really been here in modern times doesn't mean that they weren't around. They have been around, but the population or the nuance of progress has pushed them out. So nobody's used to seeing them around. People think a coyote is a dog. Coyote is among the most dangerous species of animals that exist on the planet. They are small, they're wily, they're always hungry, and they're not afraid of anything. They'll attack you, they'll attack your dog, they'll attack your cat, they'll attack anything that you've got that is even twice to three times. I've seen them take down a deer that was five times bigger than they were with just a couple of them. And so,
well, aren't they a big problem in California? Coyotes.
Coyotes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a ton of coyotes in California.
Yeah, we have them here, too.
I've heard so many people, friends of mine who live out there, who've seen them. And then one of my friends, her dog was killed by a coyote. And Leanne Rimes,
yeah,
the singer.
We lose cats to them all the time.
Oh, and Leanne Rimes, I guess her dog was on the leash when she was walking it, and a coyote
snatched it and
ran away with it. Yeah.
No fear. They have no fear whatsoever. So the point is that things are changing because of the population, because of the reality of the planet changing, any number of things. Some of the changes are coming about because of the population. Some of them are coming about because of the natural reality of things. I saw a dead bobcat and three dead coyotes in the back of this guy's truck yesterday. All of them were ready to attack animals that live on my farm. And that's not the natural order of things. At least it isn't in my world. I don't want it to be the natural order of things. I just am speaking to what the reality is. And it is our job, to tell you what's going on, talk about it, and maybe put some kind of a spin, if that's the right word you want. I don't like using that word anymore because I remember when O'Reilly was on, it was always the no spin zone, and it was nothing but spin, complete spin. And so it's just okay. I made my point. I think it's snowing here, and that's the way it'll be probably for the next hour or so. Quick moving storm, and that storm is there's another one coming up the coast. That is the storm that you were talking about that was in the south that created the tornadoes. This is the time of year as we get into springtime, things warm up down in the south. The tornadoes, the cold weather, the storm systems that come up from the Gulf that have lots of warm, moist air in them are colliding with the jet streams very low at the moment. If you've looked at any maps, it has over the last week or 10 days gone very, very low into the areas that you were talking about, Jennifer. So the jet stream pushing that cold air, it comes from the Arctic into the warm air coming up from the Gulf, and they usually collide over the Mid-South. Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, those are the areas where there is Mississippi. The lower southern states will have tornadoes, not so much on the east coast, but it's the mid-south up the Mississippi, which is oftentimes where the storms from the Gulf go. And almost, not hurricane track, because hurricane's more on the east coast than it is in the mid-central states. But those are the things, you know, we all talk about the, excuse me, the weather that we have to sort of live with being in different parts of the country. On the East Coast, it's the cold and it's the snow in the wintertime and maybe hurricanes, but not so much lately. Down the Southeast, it's the hurricanes. The Midwest, it's the humidity and sometimes big storms as well. Tornadoes. The West Coast this year, lots of rain. And the one thing that has struck me about all the rain that has fallen in California, Jennifer, what is it, like four times as much as normal? In the last month, 6 weeks,
and there's no way. Yeah, it's been very wet.
Yeah, and we've talked about this a lot. I found out over the weekend the reason that California doesn't have the collection facilities that Arizona does, New Mexico does. When it rains in Arizona, they have these huge vats that they've created in the ground to collect the rainwater. It's kind of like artificial reservoirs are created so they don't run out of water. California, yeah, not so much. And the reason they don't is because the federal government in the last four administrations, going back to the Clinton era, because California's been requesting funds, federal funds, to build these sort of retention tanks, and every administration from Bill Clinton to this one have said, California, look at your balance. You are the ninth largest economy in the world.
Yeah, we have a surplus.
You've got money coming out of your ears.
Right.
And so spend the money yourself. Why do you want the feds to pay for something that you easily could pay for? And they basically said, we don't want to.
Right.
That's what they say.
It's the state's responsibility, too, for providing water. So, yeah,
right.
That's part of it. They don't want to spend the money on it. Instead,
no. We
dump a lot of money into a bullet train that's not going to go anywhere. That's a failed project.
Billions
that money could have been used for something
easily
to collect money or to collect water.
Right. Money. This reminds me of the old days during, if you look in biblical times, there were money changers who collected money. That's how they got the taxes. When everybody would buy anything, the money handlers would take the money and give some of it to the government, keep some of it for themselves. And that's kind of like what goes on in the modern sense. We have these money changers. Take a little of everything and see what we can do with it. And they don't do much. So, all right, we got a good spin on the day so far, Victoria. What do you say, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let's leave lasting impressions, great lasting impressions. Let's all of us prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature, your most important feature. The things that people think of when they think of you are your looks. People meet someone, get a good firm handshake, and look and get a nice broad smile, those nice white teeth, very important. Power Swabs is the way for you to have that white look. It isn't a look, it's reality. Because Power Swabs will transform your smile in about 5 minutes. It starts, goes to work. You take the tube. Shall I take the tube? You want me to start with a new tube? Here's a new tube of Power Swabs. Here's what happens. You ready, everybody listening? You snap the little tube, and then you take out of the tube the Q-tip, and you rub it on your teeth. And in just a few minutes, you'll notice that your teeth are whiter. It's very cool. And it's all safe. It's a natural, very good, tastes good too, by the way, natural way of whitening and lightening the context of your teeth. It's dentist approved, hygienist approved, super fast. Why give up on yourself? You got a little yellow on your teeth, let's clean it up. Power Swabs. You drink wine or coffee or tea, that kind of stuff? Yep, you need Power Swabs. Get them today by calling 800-208-1797. You're going to use the DJV code, get Power Swabs at half the retail price. 800-208-1797. One more time for Power Swabs. 800-208-1797.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I heard you one last night. We live and die by pretty lies, you know it. Oh, we both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this haunted house, there's nothing left to smoke in. Oh, we both know it. We got all that fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, we're broken. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Well, this broken silence, my thunder crashing in the dark.
Pretty good song. I've not heard this song.
And this broken record, in endless circles in the bar.
Miley Cyrus and Janice Freeman. So, this is a kind of a sad story. The loss of Janice Freeman discussed by Miley Cyrus. She was a former voice contestant, died over the weekend at the age of 33. Miley Cyrus took to Instagram after news broke that Freeman had passed away from apparently a blood clot that traveled to her heart. She wrote, "Thank you, Janice Freeman, for everything. This represents you perfectly." This was over a photo of a rainbow. Cyrus was on season 13 of The Voice in 2017, same year Freeman was a contestant. Freeman was on Team Miley, made it to the top 11. She and Cyrus stayed close after the show ended. Cyrus even helped Freeman financially when she was in need of a place to live. Freeman was at home in Pasadena with her husband when she started having trouble breathing. Husband called 911. She was brought to the hospital. She died of an apparent blood clot. Jennifer Hudson, who was also a judge during that season, shared her condolences for the loss of Freeman as well on social media. I'm going to crank this up so we hear what the voice sounds like.
I climbed across the mountain top.
So what had she gone on to after being on The Voice? She was in the top 11. So what? Where had she gone with her career?
She was probably working on music. I don't remember. I remember her from that season. She has a shaved head, so it's kind of like she stands out in my mind. I remember her look, but I don't know what she was doing after the show. It is interesting that she and Miley stayed pretty close, and Miley, you know, gave her money. So, yep. I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe she was working on
she
a,
had a great
ring
voice.
Deal. Yeah.
Big voice. Yeah, big voice. Okay, another voice and bassist for the group Survivor, Stephen Ellis, passing away at the age of 69 over the weekend. Survivor, big group. Most probably remember him or remember them from the theme from one of the Rocky movies, right? Or a couple of Rocky movies. Wasn't that where
Eye of the Tiger was in?
Yeah, right. A no cause of death reveal. Guitarist Frankie Sullivan from Survivor wrote, quote, "We're devastated to hear that Stephen Ellis has passed away. He was a guy who was only interested in the music. He absolutely had a special charm with the fans and within the band. I loved much when he came to when it came to him. He was called Steph by... Did I say Stephen or Stephen?
I don't know if it was Steph or Stephen. I'm not sure.
Spelled S-E-E-P-H-A-N, same as my name.
Yeah, Stephen, yeah.
Yeah. Survivor was formed back in 78. Ellis didn't join the band till the early 80s. He arrived in time to help them record their 81 album, Premonition, which featured Poor Man's Son, their first top 40 hit. A year later, Sylvester Stallone approached them to record the song for Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger. Topped the Billboard chart for 6 weeks, while the 1982 LP from the group peaked at number two on the album chart. Track won the Grammy for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group, nominated for Best Original Song at the 82 Oscars. Ellis continued to record and perform with Survivor through the 80s. Between 83 and 87, when Ellis was forced to leave the group for medical reasons, Survivor released three more albums, notched a string of hits including High on You, Search is Over, Is This Love, Burning Heart. The latter, off the Rocky IV soundtrack, became the band's second biggest hit, peaked at number two. So, the story of Stephen Ellis from Survivor. Man, all these people, 69, is so young as well. So, good luck, good thought to... for him as he moves on and for his family. 28 after on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try. If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time. Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100. From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great. Earn 100% back in rewards. Staples, there's a whole lot in store. For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a search for survivors of a deadly tornado in Alabama ends for the night, the Lee County Sheriff says they are now about to resume those operations, with the death toll already at 23.
We're going to organize search areas and quadrants, and we're going to start a more intensive search and cover areas that we've already covered and in some additional areas as well.
The National Weather Service says a second tornado may have hit the county as well.
well. The hardest hit area appears to be around Beauregard, 55 miles east of Montgomery. Michigan Republican Representative Justin Amash says he might seek the Libertarian nomination for the White House in 2020, saying he believes the U.S. needs a leader who is, quote, presenting a vision for America that's different from what the Democrat and Republican parties are presenting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The hour on the Monday, March 4th program. This is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen presenting. Hopefully, it will be a good day starting it off. If you're listening during the morning hours, this program is heard all around the clock in any number of ways, not the least of which is being able to go to DJVshow.com and listen to it live or the podcast as you wish. Let's see what Victoria's got cooking for us in this half hour.
Well, one of the trending stories that I'm seeing right now is kind of interesting. It revolves around sleeping. And if we sleep in on the weekends thinking that that's the time to catch up, and if you've had a long week or if you had interrupted sleep throughout the week, sleeping in on the weekends, according to this new study, is actually really bad for your health. And it's worse for women than it is for men, of course. Most things are. Men actually have a slight ability to catch up on sleep over the weekend. But for women, it really doesn't help. And if you're getting poor sleep during the week, sleeping in longer on weekends, they have directly linked it to eating more food than you normally would. And so it's bad for your waistline, it's bad for your heart, it's bad for your ability to regulate insulin, and that's, of course, you know, controls so many things, can push you into diabetes if your body doesn't regulate insulin as well as it should. And so, of course, for women, they ended up gaining more weight than men, but men also did gain weight by sleeping in on weekends and trying to catch up. And they say that they had the three different groups, and one group was allowed to get as much as 10 hours of sleep a night, and the other group was restricted to 5 hours during the week, and that's the group that was allowed to sleep in as much as they wanted on the weekends. And when they started testing in the muscle tissue and the liver of the people who slept in on the weekends, they had very high levels of insulin buildup, which is really dangerous, and that can lead to heart disease and high blood pressure and all kinds of horrible health issues. So essentially what this study is really showing is that you have to focus on getting good quality sleep during the week and don't rely on sleeping in on the weekends, because that really just isn't going to help you at all. And if anything, it messes with your circadian rhythm. So the researchers are all saying you really should try to set an alarm and have the same consistent sleep as much as you can throughout the entire week, including the weekends. Men actually tend to sleep in longer both Friday and Saturday night. And the interesting thing, they found that women only slept in longer Friday night going into Saturday morning, and then the rest of the weekend, for whatever reason, women in the group ended up sleeping kind of a normal schedule in the controlled group. So, but it's everything is about hormones. And so when you have an increased appetite, if your hormones are off and your insulin is off, then it's going to cause you to eat more after dinner snacks. And that's where that contributes to disrupting your sleep if you're eating, after dinner.
CBD oil, man, that'll do it. Take those gummies, chew them right out. See you later, alligator. They're very good, very safe, and very helpful to you. I don't tend to do that. Sometimes Saturday I may sleep. It depends on the season of the year and where I am. If I'm in California, you're doggone right, I'm going to sleep later.
Well, a story like this makes me want to throw it out the window. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every week, and if these researchers want to come over on Sunday and try to wake me up at 3 a.m., good luck.
Yeah. Right.
Godspeed. So, you know what else will disrupt your life? My fist through your face.
Yeah.
Physical violence may also disrupt your life.
Right. I suppose like anything else, you take it with a grain of salt. Their recommendations, but there's research, and it's interesting to talk about it. Also interesting to talk about today being National Grammar Day. We let our inner nerd out today, Victoria, you and I, for National Grammar Day, established back in 2008 by Martha Brockenbrough, founder of the Society for the Promotion of Good Grammar. Yes! Day's motto is, it's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th, to speak well, to write well, and to help others do the same. National Grammar Day. Perfect day to memorize some grammar rules. For example, lay versus lie. How to remember lay, the correct usage of the word lay versus lie. If you lie down on the sofa, there you go, lie down on the sofa, you lay the book on the table. You don't lay. Lay is impersonal, and lie is personal. Got it? Lay and lie. And how many other can we all come up with examples of people who do horrible things to grammar? I was with a fella yesterday on the farm. My God. And it's being lazy. It's not that you don't kind of know. Do you hear? Or are we hearing it so often these days?
See, I don't think it is lazy. I think that people have just taken liberties with grammar and with sentence structure because of social media and because of text messaging. And I don't know. I think that that's really what causes it more than being lazy. I think it's just that we've heard it so much and that we're infiltrated with it on our cell phones that sometimes we just think that that's the right way to go, and it's not.
And so what harm is done? The people who are lazy, as you've just described, Jennifer, say, what harm does it do? You get the point. I'm expressing myself you know, the him and her and all those things. It's the improper use of personal pronouns. It usually drives me nuts.
That one gets me. That really bugs me.
Right.
And reading news stories, because, you know, we all read a lot of news stories every day.
And it's really getting bad there, too.
Sloppy. It's horrible. Mm. I end up having, every article I read, I find grammatical errors and punctuation is wrong. And it's just, I don't understand. I guess there are no copy editors in the world anymore. No one's editing anything on any of the news websites. And even reporters use bad grammar.
Awful. Yeah.
Anchors on the news. I don't know who's writing it for
them.
Makes
my skin crawl listening to some of this stuff. Oh. Awful. It's very. And so are we elitists? People are like, oh, you're elitist? No. It's what's proper. I mean, hold on to something that has some value. This is more millennials, frankly, but there are a lot of older people who are sloppy.
Oh, please. President Trump has the worst grammar of anyone I've
heard.
Yeah,
he is sloppy.
It's
very
awful.
Sloppy.
So I don't think we can just blame millennials for this one.
Well, I'm not just blaming them. I didn't say that. I said older people as well. It's just what you are used to, what you're around, I think, as much as anything else. But it's, you know, I think most people know when it's wrong, when it's their grammar's wrong. Don't you think? Really?
I don't think most people know. No, I really don't think they do.
Really?
I don't think most people do that purposely. No, I don't think so.
Wow.
We actually silenced him? He was silenced by that.
I was drinking a little apple cider vinegar to clear my throat. Thank you very much. All right, let's do some sports news. Jennifer.
Yes?
Lady that owns the Lakers. What's her name?
Jeannie Buss.
What's her story? I don't know much about her.
She's the daughter of the former owner, Jerry Buss, and she owned the team with her brother, and then there was a big family, eruption, probably be the best way to put it. Her brother's out now. She runs it, and while everybody, I think, was cheering for her to have more control of the team, she doesn't seem that great at player operations, and she seems better at marketing, and so I think there are a lot of people now who want to see someone who is more adept to running the team actually come in and help out with that role.
Is she open to that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. So she thinks she can do it. I noticed
that
she was...
There's so many people who think they can do things like, oh, I'm a business person, so I can run a team. It's so much more than that.
Yeah. So if I have it right, tell me if I have it right. Over the weekend, she addressed rumors that the team was going to trade away the entire roster because they want to get Anthony Davis from New Orleans. She was speaking here in Boston at the MIT Analytics Conference. Talks have been all over the place, but apparently the trade deadline has passed. Is that right? Is there a trade?
If it's not, it has been soon. I don't know. You know, I don't really follow, admittedly, I don't really follow basketball all that well.
Okay.
But I do know that there's been a lot of rumors about it. They brought LeBron James in. They thought LeBron would make the team go to the playoffs and that this is going to be kind of the gimme. Well, the chemistry's not there, and they haven't been winning. They've not had a great season. They will probably miss the playoffs. I think their deadline to get it together is in the next week or so. And so there were some people who were thinking they were going to make some changes, but I think she wants to get people away from that and start saying, well, if we don't make the playoffs this year, we'll look at rebuilding. I had heard some rumors that LeBron James wanted to be traded.
I heard that too.
Apparently he doesn't because he likes being in California, and he's more concerned now with his acting and Hollywood career than he is really with his basketball career.
Yeah. So does that mean he goes away as a player?
No, that means he stays with the Lakers, and then when he's at the end of his career, he goes on to something else.
Mm-hmm. All right, well... It's. I think there's a certain... How many women owners are there of teams like this? I think there's a certain amount of sexism among the owners. I don't know that much about this woman. I've never heard of her.
Well, truly, the thing was when they had... When it was the brother and the sister and the dad... Well, the dad was... There's no one better than Jerry Buss. But when they had the brother and the sister running the team, it was great because she was able to handle the marketing and all of the community outreach and all of that, and he was handling the player operations.
So why did that change?
And that seemed to work out very well because they hated each other. They blew up.
Oh.
And so she was able to ace him out. She said it was going to be a more successful franchise when he was
gone.
How
did she take him?
Really,
how did she get him out? If they were
probably bought him out, right?
It was something behind the scenes where she got him out.
Well, anyway, she called the rumors fake news. That's what attracted me to the story because I saw the phrase fake news attached to it and then wondered what else was going on. So, here we have another sports. This is one of the most important basketball players of the last century, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, also real name Lou Alcindor, he changed his name. And apparently there was an auction over the weekend for some of his personal memorabilia, title rings and that sort of thing, $3 million. Explained when asked why he was doing it, he said, quote, "Much of the proceeds from my auction will go to support my charity, the Skyhook Foundation. The mission is to give children a shot that can't be blocked. We do this by sending children from economically challenged schools to 5 days in the Angeles National Forest to experience the wonders of nature, learn the basics about science, technology, engineering. He's one of the most decorated and accomplished athletes in certainly the modern era. In addition to his 6 MVP awards, he was a 19-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA first-team member, NBA's all-time leader in points scored. Off the court, he earned the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Mr. Obama, fought for social justice since his playing days as an amateur, notably boycotting the Olympics in 68 to protest racial inequality." I remember that now.
Where was the 68 Olympics?
You know, I don't remember that. It wasn't in our country, I don't believe. But that was about the era when they were starting to let professional basketball players play in the Olympics. The auction netted, this is the ring from 87, sold for $398,971.50. his NBA championship ring went for $343. This is 85. So 87 went for more than 85. I got $343,700 for the ring from 1985. An 89 game used, signed, and inscribed Spalding basketball, which he used to score the highest career point that he had. $270,050 for that. Wow. God love him.
But, you know, I was surprised that he auctioned off all this stuff, but, you know, you can't wear them all. You know, they're yeah. I guess this is a great cause, and it's, I know he does a lot of, charity work, so I guess it's going to sit in a case at home or someone can enjoy it, you know, and buy it.
Speaking of money, the stars of Bones and the producers who
a little allergy for Dougie.
Yeah, I know, right? Awful. The frog in the throat.
Awful, awful allergies. Woof. Excuse me.
I just keep sneezing. Like, I can't stop sneezing.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Every place
I go.
Yeah. We're a real crew here.
Yeah, here we go. So, Fox was ordered to pay $179 million because they screwed Emily Deschanel. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Deschanel, yep.
Deschanel and David Boreanaz. A lot of money. So, Fox is paying $179 million. The arbitrator in L.A. went after the Fox executives for being cheaters, deceitful, self-dealing. The words they used to describe these people. $128 million of that is punitive damages because they cooked the books. This is what these TV producers do all the time to keep the stars and the producers and the other, you know, the people who are actually responsible for making the shows, keep them from getting their dough. And they lose every time they go to, you'd think they'd learn. Every single time they go to arbitration or court, the networks lose. Every time. So these people are going to split up $179 million. Good for them. All right, Jen, what's on tonight? Quickly.
All right, Josh Groban, big fans of Josh Groban, can tune into PBS tonight. He's in concert from Madison Square Garden. I know Victoria will be front and center for that. Series finale of I Am the Night happens on TNT. Leaving Netherland Part 2 on HBO. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. And, of course, on the networks, The Bachelor, Colton continues his journey to find true love. Getting close to the end, ABC at 8 o'clock. And The Voice, blind auditions continue on NBC at 8.
10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Time 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Do something about this.
I've got to get the Roto-Rooter for my throat.
Okay, let's get to some of the important tech stories. Victoria Keelan is here. Amazon is planning to open a grocery store chain?
Yes.
Huh. That is different from Whole Foods, really?
Yep. They're going, so the new plan is they're going to launch a new chain of grocery stores. They have dozens of locations centered all around the major U.S. cities. This is going to happen by the end of this year. Now, these stores are going to be very different from the Whole Foods chain, which, of course, they own Whole Foods now. This time, they're actually going after the traditional grocery market, which currently is dominated by Albertsons. That's the largest chain, Kroger, Publix, and Walmart. And so Amazon is reportedly using acquisitions of smaller grocery chains with a dozen or so locations, then they're going to rebrand them with this new whatever they're going to call it. We don't know a name yet, and this is they haven't made the official announcement.
Amazon Cheap.
How's well, you know, they have yes. Well, they have the Amazon Go locations. Those are the cashierless stores. So we're not. It doesn't look like that's how they're going to take these new. The new grocery store chain, it's probably going to have a mix maybe of some self-checkout as well as a traditional cashier.
but they definitely want to broaden what they're offering. Whole Foods is a very specific niche type of store, and so it makes a ton of sense for them. They've been dabbling in the grocery business, Amazon Fresh, which I miss so much after moving out of Manhattan. I know Jen gets it in L.A., and that's their online grocery store that delivers. It's really great. So they've been sort of dipping their toe in the grocery water, so we'll see how well it does. I think, like everything, when you see Amazon bookstores now that used to be Barnes & Noble, they just take over the space and rebrand it. I think that's exactly what we're going to start seeing with some of these grocery store chains. But, you know,
big cash business, man. That's why these people love it.
Yeah.
Cash.
So they'll run the gamut. They'll have Whole Foods on the very high end, and then they'll have, you know, maybe like Publix or Kroger and Walmart. You know, those are lesser expensive stores. So it makes a lot of sense for business people. You know, as business people, I think they're making a good choice with it. And we'll see.
I'm starting to resist. It's too much Amazon. There's too much control in the hands of a few people. I would, just on that principle alone, I'd stay away from them. I just don't like that. Frankly, I like choices, and it's like what's happened with the airlines and lots of other big businesses. Fewer choices mean prices go higher, and they take over the space, and it's just not, I hope people think it through practically, although people usually penny-pinching, they're only interested in how much money they spend. Not a good trend, I would say, having them control as much of all of our spaces as they do. The other tech companies are releasing folding phones. This is interesting. Folding phones. They are also known as flip phones. And they're competing with the Samsung Galaxy phone. What's that story?
The Geek Out.
First, we got the Samsung Galaxy Fold, and now we get the rest. First up, the Huawei Mate X is also a folding smartphone that switches things up from the Samsung by putting the folding screen on the outside, which appears to fix the main design issue of the Galaxy's inability to fold completely flat. The Mate X is a single OLED screen that, when folded, becomes a pair of 6.5-inch screens, and when unfolded, reveals an almost square 8-inch screen. Like the Samsung, Huawei's new folding phone will be pricey in the $2,000 range, but like the Galaxy Fold, we wonder, is it the type of device that's an answer to a question anybody even asked? We've posted links about the Huawei Mate X folding phone on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Lyft, the first app-based ride-hail company to file what kind of documents? What's this story, Victoria?
IPO, initial public offering, with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This happened on Friday, and Lyft beat Uber in the race to go public, which really surprises a lot of people. Lyft is, they have 1 million active drivers, 18 million active riders as of December 31st of 2018, which they're great numbers. However, the company has lost $900 million in the last couple of years. So
sounds like a great investment, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Amazon. I use Lyft. Remember, I love Lyft, but I don't know about investing in it.
I have found Uber to be unresponsive. The last four times I've used Uber when I come into the airport at strange times, it was an hour wait. Who needs that? Who needs them under that circumstance? All right, interesting news, Victoria. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.